You're listening to SBS News.
Germany, France, Spain, the United Kingdom, Portugal, Sweden, Denmark, Austria and the Netherlands. A wave of European powers now pledging support for Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. The coordinated move is the latest diplomatic blow to the rule of President Nicolas Maduro, whose global support is dwindling by the day. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was one of the first EU powers to endorse Mr. Guaido, despite the two countries' strong historical, cultural and economic ties.
Starting today, we will continue dedicating all our efforts to the task of helping to reach freedom, prosperity and the concordance of all Venezuelans. I want to say one more time that the common position in the European Union has come to a consensus after the Spanish government's initiative with different European countries.
It came after the expiry of an 8-day ultimatum requiring President Maduro to call a new election. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the EU move is a direct response to his failure to meet their deadline.
Regarding Guaido, it's what we've said before. As of yesterday, no presidential elections were called. Therefore, Guaido is now the person with whom we're talking and who we expect to initiate an election process as quickly as possible. And he is the legitimate interim president for this task from the German perspective and also from the perspective of many European partners.
Many Venezuelans have taken to the streets in recent weeks, some calling on their president to resign while others have marched in support. The numbers increase following a bold move last month in which Mr. Guaido declared himself interim leader and called for support at home and abroad. The United States was quick to back the 35-year-old, and Australia and more than 20 other nations soon followed. EU countries were reluctant initially, but EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says many leaders have long viewed Mr. Maduro's presidency as illegitimate.
The European Union and its member states have never recognized as legitimate the presidential elections that were held last year. We did not participate, none of us, at the inauguration of Maduro on the 10th of January, and we recognize as the legitimate institution of the country, the National Assembly, and we recognize the role of its president. This is clear, this is a common position.
But the Maduro government still has powerful allies, including China and Russia. The Russians were swift to criticise the EU, calling it interference and an attempt to legitimise usurped power. President Maduro, meanwhile, is remaining defiant. And in an address on state television, he lashed out at the EU and the US, who is accused of orchestrating a coup. He reserved some of his fierce attacks for Spain's president, saying he would have blood on his hands if a coup unfolded.
No one puts an ultimatum on Venezuela. Neither you, Mr. Pedro Sanchez, nor anyone else in the world. Venezuela is a sovereign, free and independent country and belongs to our people in free exercise of its constitution.
Venezuela's political crisis has followed an escalating economic and humanitarian crisis, where hyperinflation and shortages of basic necessities have forced millions into poverty. Critics blame the government. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, a vocal supporter of Juan Guaido, is the latest to pledge support, offering $40 million in humanitarian assistance.
This is a pivotal moment for the people of Venezuela. We are observing a widespread rejection of the Maduro regime's illegitimate claim to power following fraudulent elections last May. For years now, we've witnessed the breakdown of democracy in Venezuela and a dictatorship willing to use force, fear, and coercion to retain power.
The US is also offering to send emergency food and medicine to the country, but President Maduro has rejected humanitarian efforts, saying in his state broadcast that Venezuelans are not beggars. He has, however, turned to Pope Francis for assistance, writing him a letter asking for the pontiff's help to solve the political crisis. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.